Well, yeah, Public Accounts Committee receives a report from the Auditor General, and we are mandated under Article 160, Article 93, to examine the reports of the Auditor General and write a recommendation to Parliament. Apparently, we have a report of the Auditor General insofar as the investigation groups of the Prime Minister's office is concerned, where money budgeted for planned activities in districts was diverted and spent by the office of the Prime Minister amongst themselves. So we received the report, and now we must start the investigation by calling all the responsible persons involved. For instance, on Tuesday, we are starting with the Minister of Finance. From Minister of Finance, we shall go to Bank of Uganda, we shall go to office of the Prime Minister, and we shall call the relevant ministers. And among the ministers, of course, involved, that include the Prime Minister, the First Lady, who is the Minister for Karamoja Affairs. Because what is apparent is that she traveled 8 times to Israel in 1 month, which is one of the audit inquiry which is led by the Auditor General. So it is how we are doing our mandate to check the wastage of public resources. And actually, after our investigation, we shall have to write a report and then bring to the attention of the entire Parliament.
Some Ugandans I spoke with said that this is just another controversy that will end up not going anywhere because people are disappointed that Parliament doesn't have, it can only bark but cannot bite in this situation. What do you say to that?
That is not correct, because it is this ninth Parliament which actually has caused the ministers to leave office. We have taken action on several ministers. You are well aware that the Honorable Chidi Makubira is no longer the Attorney General of Uganda. So is Honorable Said Abumba, the former Minister of Finance. Whoever will steal public resources will not go unpunished, and that's what we are doing as a committee of Parliament. That is the assumption. But as Parliament, we execute our mandate and put everything on paper. So it is actually still up to Parliament to adopt our report. Of course, we have a challenge of the NRM caucus, that they normally caucus within their party and shoot down what we have investigated and come up with as Parliament. But that is another matter. What is important, that whoever took money and there was no activity done, took money which we're not supposed to take, should be brought to book. That's what we want to do as the actual Parliament.
Now, Honorable, so what should Ugandans expect from this probe that begins Monday?
Yeah, people should expect an expeditious, fair and balanced investigation, which is going to be carried out without fear, favor, or nothing will stop us from actually getting to the truth as to why taxpayers' money was stolen. That's what we are going to do. People should expect an expeditious report. The Speaker of Parliament has directed that we dispose of this investigation within 2 weeks, and we are doing whatever is humanly possible to conclude that. So government should expect that by the end of the 3 weeks or two, they will have known who took their public resources from state coffers, because this is unacceptable. And that's what we are moving towards achieving as Parliament.
Some people are saying the First Lady is being unfairly targeted by both the Auditor General as well as the Public Affairs Committee, and that this is an attack not only on the First Lady, but President Museveni as well.
No. Actually, that is very fallacious. For instance, today I've looked at the papers. She has tried to rebuttal what actually came in the papers, and I think she's trying to blackmail our committee. There was evidence. This man was acknowledged it. It was paid through a bank account. In Barclays Bank. So really, that all will come out. Because what now they want to do is to undermine the committee doing the work. When they are taking the money, they didn't involve politics. Now we are holding them to account. Now they are rushing into politics. Actually, our committee is over and above those skirmishes. So the public should disregard